AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The House Judiciary Committee's opened its hearing in New York City, right down the street from the Manhattan DA, who secured an indictment against Donald Trump in a hush money case. Committee Chairman, Ohio Republican Jim Jordan, says the DA should be focusing on more serious issues.
In 2022, Mr. Bragg's first year as district attorney, New York City saw a 23% surge in major crimes. Felony assaults rose 13%, robbery spiked 26%.
Congressman Gerald Nadler of New York says Democrats are the ones who've been trying to reduce gun violence across the country.
Over the objection of every Republican here today, we passed the first gun violence prevention package in decades.
While that hearing takes place in New York, Congress returns to work today on Capitol Hill. A small community in Alabama's rocked by gun violence, where young people attending a teen's birthday party were shot and killed this weekend. Nearly 30 others were wounded. Sergeant Jeremy Burkett on WTVM-TV.
28 individuals injured during the course of the incident. Now, some of those injuries are critical.
Authorities in Kansas City, Missouri are investigating the shooting of a black teen who went to the wrong house when he was going to pick up his younger brothers. 16-year-old Ralph Yarl is hospitalized. The homeowner who shot him is under investigation. Russia was the focus of G7 ministers gathered in Japan. Our Donna Warder reports.
Japanese Foreign Minister Yoshimasa Hayashi says the world must reject Russia's aggression against Ukraine and its threats of the use of nuclear weapons.
The Boston Marathon's underway. There were remembrances for those killed 10 years ago when two brothers set off explosives at the race. This is AP News. SpaceX has had to cancel its test flight of its giant Starship rocket. A technical glitch was announced. The launch was to have taken place from South Padre Island, Texas, with a flight planned over the Atlantic, Indian, and Pacific Oceans before ditching near Hawaii. The Phantom of the Opera took its last curtain call in New York.
There was champagne, tears, and gold and silver confetti bursting from the famous chandelier as the Phantom of the Opera ended its run after nearly 14,000 performances. Composer Andrew Lloyd Webber dedicated the show to his son, who died of cancer last month. Sarah Brightman, who originated the role of Christine, says she loves seeing the show through.
It's always lovely to be involved with something from inception and to see how it pans out.
Phantom is an expensive production, and the pandemic is to blame for its end. However, producer Cameron McIntosh says, all the great musicals return. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.